Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, had an opportunity last week to be down in Texas for work, and of course I extended it 3 or 4 days. I got a brother down there, and just great to see your family. If you get a chance to travel for business, you can work that in, man. It's awesome. But while in Texas, as a grilling guy would do, I shot out and hit it 3 different barbecue joints. Talked a little bit about that in the last segment, but the one that I really fell in love with was a place called Spike's Barbecue. It's hole-in-the-wall barbecue. Somebody had driven through their business like a week after they opened, so they renamed it to the Hole-in-the-Wall Barbecue. But at the end of the day, I had an opportunity to sit down with the two owners, and we did a little recorded interview. So stick with us right here and listen to what we had to say about Texas barbecue in Kingsland, Texas.
Well, here I am at Spike's Barbecue in Kingsland, Texas, and I have the pleasure of spending a few minutes here with the two owners. Now, you guys, I got Billy and Hunter here. Now, you guys are family, is that right?
Yep. Brother-in-law.
Yep. Brother-in-law. Did he marry your sister?
He married my sister.
Okay,
yes.
So you let him in the family.
Yes, we did.
Now, how'd you guys come about getting in this business?
Well, it was actually a funny business. I was actually in the restaurant industry for a long time, and then Billy here, he did a lot of Halliburton, I believe.
I was oil and gas for years, and then that kind of went south 2 or 3 years ago. And,
yep.
Unemployed, and we were looking for some type of venture to jump into, and we were looking in the area because my wife was wanting to come back home. And so,
oh, nice. So, yeah. So very good. You grew up here?
Yes, I actually grew up in this road for 23, 24 years.
So this is a hometown venture for you guys.
Yes, it is.
That's really cool. That's when they get the best. Now, we are in Kingsland, Texas, which to me, we're about a couple hours north of San Antonio and about an hour west of Austin?
Correct.
Yeah, right in the central of the hill country.
Right.
Beautiful part of the country here. So my brother lives down here, and there's hundreds of barbecue joints, and I said, I needed to go to the one that you think is the best, and it came right off the tip of his tongue. We got to go to Spike's up in Kingsland. So tell us a little bit about the wonderful meal that I just had, because you guys are doing all the meats. Let's start at the top, and let's hit your brisket,
okay?
Without giving the audience too many of your secrets, how are you seasoning that brisket? Because it was fabulous.
Well, our briskets, we start in the morning, get them prepped up, and we've got a house blend that we get. It's got a little bit of pepper, white, but it's not too spicy in it, but it adds a nice little flair to it. Then we throw on the pit and let it smoke for several hours.
Okay, several.
Several.
Right, there's no disclosure there on how many, but we're just doing several.
Several.
All right.
Between 4 and 8 hours.
Yeah, there you go. And you got that Southern Pride pit over there.
Yep.
That you're using a little bit of gas assist, but it's also stick fired.
Yes.
Okay, so what kind of smoke wood are we using?
We're using a mesquite.
Okay, so that mesquite flavor, now up in the north where we're from in Michigan, we don't have access to mesquite other than in a bag that we might get from the store. But this stuff just from right around here locally, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Only available.
Right. But I'm going to tell you that smoke flavor was not overdone at all. It was a very, very light smoke flavor. We've got a couple ladies with us out there, and they are both really enjoying the flavors that we have. Now, speaking of which, by far on our table, the favorite thing was the turkey and the chicken. So what I'd like to do is you guys tell me what makes your turkey and chicken so special, because I know what I like, but I want to hear from you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What makes it special is juicy. I mean, no matter what time of day you get it, it's going to be juicy. It's going to fall off the bone, and no matter how you eat it, it's going to be juicy. It's going to
now
be
you're brining this, right? And before we started the interview here, I was needling you a little bit for your brine recipe, but I don't need to know quantities of how much of what you put in there, but just tell everybody what your brine consists of, because I will agree with the ladies that this is some of the best chicken and turkey I've ever had at a barbecue place.
Awesome.
All right, so give our listeners a little tip on what ingredients should be in a brine. They can come here and try to figure it out how much of each, right?
Sure. Well, I'd say for your chicken seasoning, I definitely do some pepper, a little bit of salt in there. Definitely hunt around for some good house seasonings. It's going to take some hit or miss. You'll find stuff you don't really like. We went through that a few times, tried to mix it up. Didn't come out really what we like. But really, just hunt around different flavors. I mean, don't be scared to throw different things on there.
And I would note that it was not over-seasoned.
Right.
Everything was just in its proper proportion. Now, when you brine that, how long are you brining the birds for?
Those, it depends. Some, if we're busy, we like to, they don't sit in brine as long. But the ones that we have now, they'll sit in brine for at least a few days, at least.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so this is not just a few hours, but you're planning ahead.
Yes, yeah, we're planning ahead.
And the birds cut up when it's in the brine, or are they whole?
Yes, we get all trimmed up.
We sell them by halves, yeah, so they're cut in half.
Right, very good. All right, then. So there's a tip, because a lot of people brine a whole bird rather than cutting it up. And now you're quartering them? Is that what you're doing?
Right. Yeah, we sell them by the half, and then we'll quarter that down in 4 pieces if you like.
Right, yeah.
And I'd
very
say the skin is a pretty big part of it, too. Leave the skin on when you're smoking it.
Okay, when you brine it, and then again when you smoke it. Now,
yes.
When you pull them out of the brine, are you letting them dry, or are you putting them right on the pit wet?
We put them right on the pit wet.
All right. And are you putting additional seasoning on the bird after the brine? The brine does the work, huh?
Right, brine does it. And when it sits on brines, it gets trapped between the actual meat and the skin. So it's sitting there marinating. It doesn't run off anywhere. It just stays in there and cooks inside. So no need to re-season.
Fabulous. Now, let's talk a little bit about the sides, because I'm a big mac and cheese guy. I personally didn't have any because I was focusing on the proteins. But let's talk about your sides. And what do you feel are like the special ones that you have?
I would say probably our best two sides are going to be our potato salad and our beans. Like I said earlier, the beans are made every day fresh in-house. We add our own spices and blends to those. Also add some of our sausage that we get in-house to our beans. So it gets a little bit more character.
Yep, I noticed that. So the beans, what kind of a bean are you using?
They're pinto beans.
Okay, so there's a sauce on those beans. Is that comprised of like chicken stock, or what do you start with on the beans?
Just water.
Just water.
Just water, and we've got a nice blend of different spices that we throw in there each morning. You know, we'll let them soak overnight, and just water.
So, are you draining that soak off, or is that part of the bean broth that's on there?
Part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're capturing all the flavor of the bean, and then we're just going to enhance it a little bit with your seasonings and let her go. But so again, guys, thanks so much for having me here. I appreciate it. Let everybody know, do you guys got a website that people could go to find information about this?
Sure do. It's spikesbbq.com, spikesbbq.com.
Pretty easy.
Yep.
And we are where? We're in Kingsland, Texas?
Kingsland, Texas.
Right. And you've got, so check them out on the web. If you ever get to this part of the beautiful state of Texas, we're up here in the hill country, but I'm telling you, it's worth the trip, you know? Hunter?
I appreciate
Billy?
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for your time, guys. I really appreciate you making time and your hospitality.
Awesome.
You got a wonderful joint here, and I hope to be back someday.
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You bet.
That Spike's Barbecue, Bob, what I didn't mention on the interview is they had cobbler on the back end of this thing, man. And it was in a big, round skillet, iron skillet. Made me think of you. Wasn't a Dutch oven, but it was two big iron skillets. They had a mixed berry one and then, of course, peach that everybody makes. But just an excellent cap off to a really good barbecue meal. Everything there was made homemade, and it was just – you know, if I was ever going to open up a barbecue joint, I'd want it to be like that, because you really felt like you were part of their family when you walked in the door. But good place.
That's the point. When you're traveling around the country, there's great barbecue joints literally now all over the country. But you being in Texas, they've got a deeper history than a lot of places. But you can go in almost any state. You can hear I'm eating jerky.
Yeah.
You can go in almost any state and find cool, old, eclectic places like that. And you got to take the time to just visit them, sit down and get to, you know, talk to the owners, talk to the locals, because there's some tremendous history in some of these places. And very often they have, like, their specific specialty. Like, everybody's known for something.
Theirs was the brined chicken and brined turkey breast.
There you go.
3 days.
Yeah.
You heard it in the interview, but 3 days they brined that. No sugar, all salt-based brine. And they left it, and they said the key is to leave the skin on. They smoke it with the skin on, but they serve it with the skin off because they don't like the rubbery texture of the skin.
Because, see, I think, Tim, if you tell me if I'm right, if you had salt and sugar, wouldn't you over-cure it for 3 days?
Not necessarily. It's going to have a sweeter brine taste, but that's whatever flavor of the brine you like.
Okay.
So it's going to take the same amount in if it's, you know, 3 days, salt. No sugar, with sugar, whatever.
Can you brine a rabbit?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
All right.
That's briar rabbit, not brined rabbit. Anyway, coming up next, we are going to dive into sausage class 101. Mr. Sobey's got 11 or 12 things here, and we're going to pick your brain, brother.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Stick with us. We'll be back.